This is Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Well, she has a career spanning more than half a century. Dame Kirite Kanawa has appeared at all of the world's major opera houses and concert halls. And of course, she made her name in 1971 when she was cast as the Countess in The Marriage of Figaro. The year, of course, was 1971. The magnificent stage, Covent Garden, and this is a performance that really exposed Dame Kiri to the world. She joins me now on the line. Dame Kiri, I am so honored.
Good morning. Can I just say that is not from Figaro, but it doesn't matter. It's still a beautiful aria. Thank you.
Oh, I do apologize. Sorry, I've been...
No. You've chosen the best. It's just the best. Otherwise, someone would say, didn't she know it wasn't from Figaro? And I'm thinking, I better just sort of put us all straight that we're not stupid here.
do you know what it is? I am so concentrating in the series of questions that I've got to ask you in a few minutes that I have not
That's
been...
quite right. You've chosen because it's shorter than the others and it's the best one to choose. So it's absolutely fine. It's from Johnny Skeeky.
Out of interest, I mean, I imagine born in New Zealand, blessed with such a wonderful, wonderful voice, given an extraordinary opportunity to travel to the UK, your career has surpassed even your wildest dreams.
Oh yes, for sure. I mean, even looking back now, I think, oh gosh, who's that? But it's one of those things. I think the sort of fate takes over somehow, or your destiny takes over, hopefully. Sometimes it works for some people, sometimes it doesn't, and I happen to be in the lucky channel.
And on reflection, were there key moments, decisions that perhaps you had taken or taken on your behalf that really marked those magnificent milestones in your career?
I think all of them were. That Figaro did in the Otello at the Met Opera, all the different things I did in the school, singing at Prince Charles's wedding didn't hurt. All the different things I've done, I always try to make sure I gave the best quality. All I was about was doing the quality and keeping my voice in the best shape that I could. That was the most important thing. As long as you're a healthy singer, they don't want a sick singer and they don't want a troublesome singer. They just want a singer that gets up, sings the role and goes home and don't cause a problem.
And of course, you've been blessed in your career with the opportunity of singing some of the most iconic roles, right, that you are well celebrated for. But also, you alluded to it, been given the opportunity to sing at the wedding of Prince Charles and Princess Diana. And of course, closer to our hearts, coming to sing at the Rugby World Cup in 1995, right here in South Africa.
Yes, well, that was a big high point of my life too, just to be in Africa or South Africa, and then just being there and the whole sort of rugby thing, which of course, you know, it's a disease in New Zealand, as you know. Everyone who's anything, you know, you only talk rugby in New Zealand. Have you ever been out there? They only think rugby. That's it.
I've only been as far as Sydney in Australia, but I feel it was close enough for me to literally enjoy the wonderful fresh air from New Zealand and the rugby that is contained in it. You are returning to Cape Town in South Africa for the first time in 25 years. We will be in conversation alongside Artistic Director Matthew Wild of the Cape Town Opera, and I'm looking forward to that. That's happening at the Fuel Guard. But then you get to do what you love most, which is to teach and to expose yourself to extraordinarily young, talented voices.
There are stunning ones coming out of South Africa. Absolutely stunning.
That is very much the focus of your career right now, right? Where you are teaching people who will go on to become big stars themselves on many a stage across the world.
Well, we always hope so. We always hope that the opera houses have got open eyes and open ears. And that's what I'm encouraging. And one of the main reasons for coming down is that I am the patron of the Cardiff Sing of the World, and we are getting South African singers coming to that competition, and I was wanting to come down hopefully and talk to them all and just try and sort of encourage them for some of the things they're going for these competitions, which is so important. You know, we've had some very good South Africans, and I say, every time I go down I think, we just need to see how they're being taught and what I can do to help encourage them or improve them or help them improve. They have to do it. They have to have the teaching, of course. But hearing these singers coming up, I want them to be the best and do the best. And so by my coming down, I could maybe just input a little bit for them.
It's almost a silly question from me, Dame Query, but why do you think the art form still is important and why is it still relevant in the world in 2020?
I don't know. You ask the students, why do they want to start this course? It's a tough course. It's like, you know, who's going to be a marathon winner? Just go to Ethiopia, I suppose, and say, why do you do this? It's because that's what they do. And, you know, I think music in Africa, it's there all the time. From the moment they're born, they're always singing. It's like in Samoa, Tonga, they start in the churches. They start in the groups. So that's natural for them. So that's, they're driven somehow to do this. It's most exciting, I find. I'm just so excited to be coming down to Cape Town. I'm only two nights away now. It's really lovely.
We cannot wait to receive you. You have generously reflected on what exceptional talent is coming out of South Africa. Cape Town Opera, of course, Essential, as well as UCT School of Music and many other teachers who are based in Cape Town in preparing those voices for the world. What awaits them when they leave our shores? What happens to them in the rest of the world?
Well, it's a long road, and if you get on the freight train and you can't get off, I think that's basically what happens. I remember my darling girlfriend, Frederica von Stade, she said, Kiri, you get on that freight train and you can't get off, and that's the way it is, until they kick you off. So that's the way it is, and, you know, there's ups and downs, but most of them find their way very, very well. You know, there's so many down there. Owen, I can't remember Owen's surname, but he was in the Cardiff Sing of the World last time, and people picked him up very quickly. I kept on saying, that boy is going to do very well. So, and if Jeremy Silver now is down the head of music down there, my very dear friend and trustee of my foundation, Gary Matthewman, is down there conducting. So it's all very exciting. I've people down there already. So we're hearing from day to day all the different things. We had Boheme on, the opera going, and of course they're incredibly busy. So we're looking forward to getting down there and hopefully spending a little time with them and with the students, particularly with the students.
No, indeed. I have a whole lot of technical questions I am going to ask you at our wonderful interview at the Fuel Guard in a week's time. Yeah. And I'm certainly inviting everyone to buy the tickets. There are a few left to come and delight in conversation. Thank you very much for being so generous with your time this morning, Dame Kiri.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
Dame Kiri, of course, in Cape Town, in only a couple of sleeps, she will be in conversation with myself as well as Artistic Director for Cape Town Opera, Matthew you wild this coming weekend at the Fugard. You can go to capetownopera.co.za or thefugard.co.za to secure your tickets to that event. She will also, on Tuesday the 3rd of March, be giving some wonderful masterclasses with students from the University of Cape Town Opera School and Cape Town Opera Young Artist Program. And on the 2nd, so the day before, she'd lead a workshop at the Artscape for young singers from Pandulwazu High School in Khayelitsha alongside former Cape Town Opera Young Artist Thato Machona. If you are, of course, a lover of opera, you would have seen him as a young Mandela in Mandela Trilogy, now heading the Pandulwazi Music Program. So it's a full program and, of course, some wonderful concerts as well. Do go to the Cape Town Opera's website for more details.